calling CQ to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Internet controller denied is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the instant price of amateur radio, this net is called nightly 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeat is also via Echolink node. This in the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater sits atop Susan's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed are on the frequency and invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call WG4MC or net control. Pro call, want to remind anyone this is a direct to net. All stations with those out traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical order. Please give your call sign phonetically, as always appreciated. Name, location, and senior intent. Turn on the net for the ratchet portion. Before we get started, let's start with the pre-checking function of the repeater, starting with W4DF, that's non-invoice rings. W4FCM, friend TR, is on his wife Ava, N4IEI. So we got K4XMR, male prosperity. KO4ZEW, that's Dan in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. His wife Linda, KG4QLQ. KQ4NHD, that's Danny in Simpsonville. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. KD4HEY, that's Jim in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. N4ASW, Tony Asheville. KQ4JSK, Kim Asheville. KN4RJN, John Brown Summit. W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. K4OSH, Mr. Pat Malden. KG4WNP, that's Landon Easley. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. Appreciate everybody's use and appreciate function of the repeater. Alright, before we start with RF check-ins or echo link, let's open up to new amateur radio operators. If this is your first time checking into a net, or if you're not sure what to do, and again, you're a new amateur radio operator, just throw out your call sign and we'll help you out. This is WG4MC. New hams this evening, so we'll open up. We don't have any echo link stations, so tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or net control.
WG4MC. Please check in M0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greater. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be taking you next, sir.
WG4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
A4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Like, welcome. N0TR, that's Mr. Tom and Greer. Appreciate you talking by Tom. KO4QLG, that's Chris and Liberty. Appreciate you talking by Chris. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Through the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'll slide down the net alphabetical route, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. The Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z. If the suffix of your call sign begins one of those call letters, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative.
Never seen me internet. Like, welcome, KO4WTQ. That's Greg. I believe it was in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Greg. Hope you're doing well.
My group, please check in, N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Matt.
Welcome, N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Shane. Hope you're doing well. All right, let's slide right down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet. The alpha through delta group, A through D, is the suffix of your call sign begins one of those call letters you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4MC. Buddy on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave, and easily, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be short time tonight. 73 to you and all on the net.
4MC. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
The voter is seeing me on the net, Mike, welcome. W4DJW, that's Dave and Greer, our net manager, appreciate you talking about it, Dave. Then we got KB2BYQ, that's Dave and Easley, appreciate you talking about it. Then we got Rick, KK4DMW, he brings along the family, his wife Lorena. KK4ONO, their daughter Michelle. KM4MOQ, they're all in Piedmont. Rick, Lisa, Michelle, Lorena, we said hello, hope you are doing well. Then we got N4DJC, that's Jerry and Anderson, appreciate you stopping by, Jerry. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Group, Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EC and Harry in Kemper, North Carolina. Be negative negative tonight, Pat. Thanks.
W4MC. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Canmore. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry. W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor's. Appreciate you stopping by, Gene. Additional stations that go through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Doing well tonight, sir. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is at home in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Matt. 73, do you and everyone on the net?
AK4HR, that's Mike in Simpsonville. Appreciate stopping by, Mike. Mike's one of our net controllers. All right, we'll find out the next alphabetical route, which will take us India through Lima. I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or net control.
4MC, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James from Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. So 73 for each one of you.
4MC, Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI4LZI, and Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, send it out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
Welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Let's welcome KK4JFO. That's James out there in that mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you stopping by, James.
So we got Mr. Andy, KI4LZI. He's up there in Table Rock. Andy's sounding good this evening. Hope you and the family are doing well. So we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife, Donna. KC4MFK, they make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet will tie down to that alphabetical group. The very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The Mike through Papaya group, M through P. The suffix of your call sign begins one of those letters. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
If you would, please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
For NC.
Twitter Team Internet, Mike, welcome. WT3M. That's Dave and Joel Sunshine. Appreciate you stopping by, Dave. There was another station that keyed up there if you want to try it again, sir.
Control. Check in November 2, Oscar Golf, Scott in Greenville. I do have a question for somebody who might have an ICOM handheld if I'm trying to get it to talk to the repeater so I can hold on and chew the rag a little bit with you. Over.
I found his call sign. It's W4NTQ, Eddie in Simpsonville. We'll recognize him. And we'll also, there was another station that checked in right after Scott. You cut in and out. If you're on the HT, try finding a bigger, another X. If you're mobile, try boosting your power, but try it again, sir. Name and location, please, and you are mobile.
Roger, Wayne and Etowah. I'm actually mobile on Blue Ridge Parkway right now. Here's the Bisbee, and seeing if I can hit you from here.
And in Ottawa. Yep, that transmission was a lot better. Had a little white noise, but I was able to get you in. Appreciate you stopping by. And again, hope you and the family are doing M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. To the alphabet one. So now let's open up to the B group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha, if you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Please check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. My name is Alton, Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. I'm in Pendleton. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. I'll be listening.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Matt. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
4 Kilo Kilo 4 Tango Romeo Juliet. I'll be negative and negative.
See, the net control. Net and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
First team in it, welcome. WA4HNT, that's Alton in Pendleton. Appreciate you stopping by. KO4 HK X-ray. That's Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. KK4TRJ. That was Sid in Calpin. Then we got KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net control, and his wife, Joy. K3JOY. They made their home in Easley. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello. Hope y'all were doing well. All right, folks, looking for check-ins? We're the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC.
Would please check in Kilo Mike 4, Golf Kilo Delta. Kilowatt Mike 4, Golf Kilowatt Delta. Jacob and Lawrence, and I'll be in and out tonight.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry, Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Rhonda. We are in Easley. Please check us out tonight. I'd like to bring along my brothers by telephone relay. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, Randall, Nashville, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf. Golf Foxtrot. That's Charlie. He's in Goose Creek. Please check us in and out tonight. Everybody have a good evening. KC4SKD.
KM4GKD. That's Jacob and Lawrence. Appreciate you stopping by. KC4SKD. I'm sorry, I did not get your name or location. If you could come back, please.
It's Larry. And in Easley, South Carolina, KC4SKD.
4SKD, that's Larry in Easley. Appreciate that, Larry. Sorry about that. KG4AHS, that is Randall. Then we got N9TEC. No, I'm sorry. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember. We got KG4ASK, that's Rhonda. Then we got N9TEC, that's Randall in Asheville. KY4GC, GGF. And that was Charlie in Goose Creek. Larry, appreciate you bringing everybody along. Sorry about that. I was trying to get it down on paper too fast. I couldn't read it while we're running. Sorry about that. Anyway, you and the family have a wonderful evening. All right, WG4MC of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Now, speaking of the full force of the net, with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will, any station wishes to secure, may do so. We will now get the right G portion with periodically stops for check-ins. First on the stump this evening is Mr. Scott. N2OG, call WG4MC.
WD4MC, N2OG. Yeah, I picked up a little ICOM radio at the upstate radio rally. I won it in the raffle. And I've got it. I can listen to the Caesar's Head repeater, but I can't trip the repeater. And I think it's something to do with the tones, but I've run through all the tone settings, and I know there's no tone in it, and I've programmed it through repeater book, so I think it's set right, and I'm able to adjust other settings in the program through Chirp, but just can't get it to trip the repeater over.
WG4MC, well, Scott, sorry you're having that issue there. What's the, I take it you've downloaded the manual and all that fun stuff, and surprisingly, if you're not able to bring up a menu for the tones.
I'm not sure on these ICOMs what I'm supposed to have it set at, but I know there's no tone on the repeater. Isn't that correct?
This one, but some of them do have the tones. I've got an HT, the 51, the ICOM 51, I think it's an Alpha, and I know that I can, I have to go into the menu setting and change the tone if the repeater has it.
but it's easy to turn it on through the quick menu. But the problem is you've got to go to the regular menu and set the code first.
Repeater tone encoder, DTCS encoder, CTCSS squelch function, that group of functions, tone functions.
Roger that. Got it.
What would be correct for Caesar's repeater, 74NYK?
Any tone on this repeater. This repeater has no tone on it.
I don't have anything. They show all these symbols that could be chosen, and I don't have any symbols when I go through the menu. I leave it blank, and I figure that's the correct setting, and I'm not getting into the repeater or getting tripped over.
Like I said, this repeater doesn't require it, so it's going to be turned off, so you don't have any symbol displayed. It's only when you turn the tone on. Like I said, on mine, I go into the menu settings, I set the tone frequency, and then I actually have to go into another setting and actually turn it on. Like I said, you know, if this repeater needs the tone, you know, you have to make sure you have it turned on.
Okay, well, I've just started working with this, just this repeater here, and
everything turned off. So, like I said, just refer back to your manual. I know on mine, I go into a menu setting, I select the, like I said, the repeater tone, and then, like I said, you just have to turn it on and off if the repeater needs it or not.
Maybe I should go back into the menu and see if there's if it's turned off. I know there's no tone in there. I think it automatically sets it from repeater book when you put it right. You know, I just ripping it right off of the their website and dropping it right into my program. So I'll have to go back in there and double check that. Over.
If you did it through Chirp, it should. Okay, I see what you're saying now. You're transmitting a lot better on that last one. Okay, so you did put it in through the, you have the tones for a repeater book, you use Chirp to download it. It will automatically turn on and off as you change, you know, the channels in your memory frequency. Like your display should change if you go to a repeater that does have it. And just refer back to your manual and it'll let you know which icon. And that lets you know whether it's on or off.
So, on this radio, you're not hearing me that well? I hear you fine. Over.
Yes, Mason, I mean, you were loud and clear.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold it left down enough or whatever, but, okay. Well, let me go back and work on it a little bit more, and I will try to get on the air with it sometime tomorrow. Okay. November 2, Oscar Golf, clear. Thank you, Matt.
Oscar Golf, no problem, Scott, and that tuner I bought off you from the Helm Fest, it's working good, and I appreciate it.
I'm glad you're liking it. Have a good evening.
All right, 7G4MC with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, looking for a check-in to Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Zulu, Zulu 4, Delta Zulu, KC4DZ. My name is Joe. I'm over in Reedville in Spartanburg County. I'm negative and negative. Thank you.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, number one on that.
K4XB, that's Tommy, southern Greenville County. Appreciate you stopping by. That first station, I'm afraid I didn't get you. You can try it again, please.
The call sign is Kilo Zulu 4 Delta Zulu KZ4DZ. My name is Joe. I'm in Reedville in Spartanburg County.
DZ, that's Joe in Greenville, Spartanburg County. Appreciate you stopping by, Joe. Hope you're doing well. Alright, 7G4C, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, looking for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call WG4MC or net control.
Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4, BKI, Jack, Rock Hill. Go ahead, Raymond, 7-3, get out.
KJ4, BKI, I believe that was Jim in Rock Hill.
Like a little mule, Juliet Alpha, Charlie, Kilo, Jack.
In there, appreciate you stopping by all the way in Rock Hill. Looks like we've got a little, conditions are great. You had a little white noise on, but you're still making the trip. Appreciate you stopping by. Alright, WG4C with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll do one round, final call for check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Or if anybody would like to stick around and do some rags, you call WG4MC or net control.
My brother called Charlie. His call is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf, Golf, Foxtrot. Don't worry about making mistakes. I'm the controller every other Friday night and I make them too. So I just want to make point that out to you. KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Sorry, Larry. I am not doing it well tonight. I got a KF4GGL. That was Charlie from Bruce Creek. We are doing well until Miss Rhonda Lee said hello.
A little tired. Didn't sleep well. The storms kept us awake last night. But either way, I'll turn it back to you. Hope you have a good rest of the net and the rest of the KC4SKD.
Alright, 7G4MC with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Final call for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call WG4MC or net control. Blue Ridge 2-meter net, stand by and I'll send the old net report. Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return to the senior batch to Norton Overseas. 7-3, good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
Or JBQ. KK4JBQ, this is KI4LZI calling.
KI4LZI, KK4JBQ here. Good evening, Andy.
Something I heard said on Sky1Net tonight, and this 2400H is too old for it. It'll do an analog tongue, but not a digital tongue. That Kenwood you're using there, will it do digital tones?
I frankly do not know the difference. An analog tone. I think that the tones are created digitally. They're stored digitally rather than analog. And in that event, I've just never heard a differentiation on what kind of tone it was. As long as it had a certain frequency, it's subaudible frequency to us. We can't hear it. It's lower than human hearing. So it's the repeater can sense that. It can hear that. And so it opens squelch. That's all I can tell you.
For LZI, up until about a week and a half ago, I didn't know that there was any difference to it either, but I've been told since, like this change that Bill is going to do with the Sky1 repeater, well, non-repeater tonight, it's going to be on 147.135, but a digital tone of 311. And my 8900, if I had it back and repaired, would do it. My 1802M in the Tercel would do it. But this one here that I'm using here with the dead memory battery from 1993, it'll do analog tones, but it won't do that digital tone. So In a way, I'm like you until about a week and a half ago. I didn't know there was any difference either. And I hadn't asked yet about my T9A or some of these others, but I just found out there's a difference from the digital tone and the analog tone. And you're going to have a digital tone, if I understood 311, to bring up that 147.135 from what people told me now. They've told me there is a difference.
See, I'll tell you all I know. An analog tone is set up when something vibrates. And that could be, for instance, what is that called? Now, I've had a lapse in my memory. A tuning fork, yes. Are you familiar with a tuning fork? Well, whether you are or not, it's, if you hold up two fingers, a tuning fork has one handle, and it comes up to two bars at the top. You strike it against your knee or the heel of your hand, something like that, and it'll create one tone. It's how piano tuners tune a piano, or the old school piano tuners tuned a piano. They would get out a tuning fork that's calibrated to the frequency of middle C on the piano. And they strike it on their knee, usually. I've seen several of them do that. Strike it on their knee, and then hold it against the wood on the piano, and then strike press the key for middle C, and they should be exact, an exact match. If they're not, then he tunes that particular key on the piano, and then he tunes every other key to that based on that frequency. When you record on tape, like the reel-to-reel tapes or the compact cassette tapes, it's recorded on their analog because the tape head that does the recording, as the tape moves by, it changes the magnetic material on the tape. It changes the frequency as it passes the head. It changes the magnetic material that's on the tape. And that's an analog thing. Your voice is analog. Your vocal cords are moving to make your voice, and you can whistle a tune and your lips are moving to make the tone based on the air that you're pushing out. All of that is analog. Digital is ones and zeros. That's all it is. So I'm trying to imagine what kind of board inside of a radio would be analog. It would have to have something that would generate an analog signal. Striking a little bar inside there. I'm just trying to think of how it might work. Strike a little bar in there, or but those tones are extremely precise. Let me let this reset. They're precise, you know, they're a whole number and a fraction, a digital portion. You know, it's very precise. Now that can be done inside a computer chip. So there you are. I came along after the time that there may have been at some point an analog tone board. But in any event, the tones are they're very specific. Unless at some point the tone was changed, the list of tones. And if your board is not capable of making the tone that the repeater is expecting, because it's so old that that tone is not available to you, then there you go. But my guess is that when tones came along, the list of tones, subaudible tones, were decided on, and as far as I know, they haven't changed. So, this is an interesting question. I've never heard that there was, once upon a time, an analog tone. My guess is it would be the same tone that the digital, the tone board inside of a modern radio would be generating the same tone. So, again, what's the matter with your tone board?
KC4EZM.
Come on in here, Herod. The Skyborne repeater next week will be up on Caesar's Head. It'll be on 147.135 and a digital tone. If what I understood correct, a digital tone, a 311.
Did you what my manual here talks about on tunes? It's KC4EZN. Basically, the tone that opens the repeater is what they call CTCSS. It's a very low frequency audio tone. As Larry said, it's subaudible. We don't hear it. And it is superimposed on your FM carrier. And the repeater has to hear that tone if that function is turned on and it, you know, you have the appropriate tone programmed in your radio before the repeater will open its squelch up and hear your signal. The digital tone, and I wish they had used a different word besides digital. Well, the other one, and I think analog is the wrong word. The other tone you're talking about is called DCS, and that is digital code squelch. And what that is a it is a series of tones that, and tones the wrong word to say, but basically it's a code that is sent by your radio. It passes through the repeater. Now, on the CTCSS code, your repeater does not forward that on, but on the DCS, your radio sends out a tone. If the person receiving that signal has that feature turned on and has that tone programmed in, then their radio, their squelch will open up and they will hear you talking. If you don't send that tone out, their radio won't hear you. That's basically what the function is. Now, how they do that inside the radio, don't ask me. And what it does is you could have a radio, say two handheld radios that have that feature, and maybe you've got a half a dozen radios that are talking to each other, but you do not want to hear but one of the radios, and you would only hear each other, whereas the other people could use that same frequency and talk on it. Anyway, I don't know if that clears it up or muddies the water, but that's the difference in those two tones. And basically what that does is lets you leave that repeater open and people can talk on it. But if you're using it for Skywarn or something like that, then the only people that you would be able to hear were the people who had their radios programmed with that digital tone.
I don't know if that makes it any clearer or not, but I told you just slightly a hair more than I know. It's KC4EZN.
Time.
KK4JVQ. Thank you, Harry. That clears it up a little for me because I am aware that the Kenwood, and this goes to Andy's initial question, does my radio have these other tones? And yes, it does. The newer radios may have adopted, Andy, they may have adopted another type of tone system. This particular repeater has no tone, but I'm pretty sure that the repeater machine that's being used would require something that modern radios as well as newer radios might have. Just for backward compatibility, you might say. But newer radios as they come out might have features, and I think this, what Harry was talking about was a tone feature that not every radio has. It's not backward compatible. It's a different kind of tone. It's not a tone burst. It might be something that varies between two tones and goes on for a while. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they don't adhere to the standard, then for the older radio operator, well, I'm sorry, for the operator who's using an older radio, that's better, and he left behind. So that what Harry had to say cleared that up for me. And the TMV-71A, which is what I have, Kenwood has them, so that radio is at least 10 years old. But your radio we're talking about here, I think, is more than 20 years old. Am I right?
Yeah, boy, how's the guy? Currently, the only thing wrong with this 2400H is it's got a dead memory battery in it. If that was fixed, you know, it's analog tone capable very much. But it dates to 1993, and for the first two or three years, Guy was on there, KJ4GJT. This is the radio he used till he got gear of his own, but I was told due to this date the 1993 and it's just analog tone, it won't be able to bring that repeater up there. My 8900, whenever I get that diode fixed in it and get it back, it'll do it. And when I got in the Trussell, the 1802M will do it. But as far as anything else I got here, now some stuff dates back. Let's see, that 028T, of course, it's got a little problem with it anyway. But it dates back to the 80s. And this one here, 2400H, 1993. And I was told this one here, even if the memory battery's fixed in it, and I program that frequency in it, it's not capable of doing the digital tone, the analog tone, but not the digital tone.
Well, it's hard when new technologies come along. It's hard for people to ignore it. So, if you have ever listened to FT8 or other such digital means of communication, if you listen with you can listen to it. It's but without a computer, actually, it's not your radio. I guess in most cases, it's not your radio that does the decoding of FT8. It is the computer. computer that's in the middle that does the decoding. But you listen to the sound. You can hear it. It's on the radio. You listen to the sound, and it sounds like warbling. You know, it's tones, but they warble. And they just keep that up for quite a long time. And what they're sending is digital information. And they call that a contact. So, you know, things change, and I'm going to have to sneeze here. I don't know what causes that. Something in the air, I imagine. So, anyway, it could be the dust that I was looking in the manual for my radio, and it's been a while since I opened that manual. It could be dusty. And that's no joke. KK4JBQ.
It's your time. Like I said, I'm glad you brought some of this. I knew bits and pieces of it, but when I hear digital and I hear analog, I think two different things. The analog first, then now, obviously, the digital.
For easy Unilandy, I think I would quit thinking analog on that tone, although it is analog. I think you're going to confuse yourself, because basically what that DCS is doing is let me give you an example. I used to have a fellow up here in Asheville whose wife had migraine headaches, and he traveled a lot and used the Mount Mitchell repeater. And when they started putting that DCS function in radios, he got one for himself and one for his wife, and set it up so that that radio at home was always on, and it was only Mount Mitchell repeater. Well, you know, pretty busy all the time, and with a migraine headache, that was just a racket she didn't want to hear. But by setting up the radio that he carried with him and her radio with those same tones, and again, you have to get into how each radio works, but still, she only heard him talking on the Mount Mitchell repeater because his radio would send that tone out, and that tone, and again, it's not something you hear, but that tone would tell her radio to open the squelch up, and they could talk to each other, and I think probably other people could hear them talking, but they only heard each other, and that was the advantage of it, was you could have your radio on to a local repeater that had a lot of, you know, chatter all day long, but the only time you heard anybody talking was when somebody called you that had that tone that opened up the squelch on your radio. That explains sort of how it works. Now, what happens inside the radio, don't ask, but I know that's something that's probably that 1993 radio doesn't have it. I know I've got an ICOM 02AT. It has the analog tone in it, but it does not have that DCS capability. 5 to 10 years later, the radios had that built into them. That way two people could talk to each other over a repeater without having to listen to all the other traffic. Turn that back to you, Andy. I'm going to go QRT and QRZ, which is mean I'm going to saw some Z's. A little bit different definition of the Q signals, but you guys have a good evening, and you may have to get your radio fixed or get a newer one if you want to listen to that Skyward. You're going to have one that has that DCS capability, and those tones turn on and off, and there's a big long list of them that you select. But you can turn them on and off the same way you do the CTCSS tones. You just got to go in the menus and figure out how to make that work. Turn back to you and Larry. This is Casey for Easy and Clear.
Well, see, well, I got an old 028T over here myself right now, but one thing, I can't see the display on it because a piece of rubber fell down in it, and the other problem with it right now, the PTT switch on it don't make good connection. So tones have dated way, way back, but from what I'm getting, those are the analog tones anyway. What I'm concerned about, whether I use the squelch tone or not, even, you know, it's not really that critical to me about that, is the input tone. It was given to me from my understanding that the input tone's going to be digital too. And one of the main reels I use here, I've got a diode bad in it. It's needing to be repaired. Yeah, I was told it'll do it when I get it back in workable condition back again. And the one I got in the Tercel 1802M will do it. This one here, Guy Jenkins, let's see. I got it from W4FCM. It wasn't in good shape. WR4XM repaired it. Then Guy Jenkins used this radio for 2 or 3 years before he got his own. Then after that, I got it back for a spare. And being I got the 8900 with a bad diode in it, they're not just, it's very fine work to try to repair it. I don't have it here, and it's being repaired, and that leaves me with this 2400H here, but it dates back to 1993. It'll do the analog tones, but it won't do the digital tones. So if my estimation's correct, what I hear tonight will be irrelevant. I won't be able to bring it up because it ain't digital on the input from my understanding and everything. Go ahead, Larry, KI4LZI.
To just generalize, I think you're correct. It, the one you're speaking of is not going to allow you to communicate. Whether they can hear you or you can hear them, that might not be relevant. If nobody's hearing anybody, then you can't communicate. So, anyway, you mentioned that your, what is it, 8900? That's in for repair. Do you have a time that you'll get it back? Do you know when you'll be getting it back?
KI4LZI. It depends on what he's already got right now. What he's got right now and working on. And I'm hoping, but it was so much when it comes to being surface mount stuff, Randall didn't want to touch it. And he told me about this place, and when I get it back, he's got to program it, because all this stuff is way above my head. But I think, and he looked in on it, 8900 would do that digital tone. And that 1802M I got in the Tercel, that T90A I got over there, I didn't even ask about it. I got it in 06, but obviously all these older ones ain't going to do it. And this and 2400H here, being this a 1993 model, I had it looked up. Analog tone's fine, digital, forget it. And for my impression of this, it won't bring it up because the incoming tone's going to be digital too. From the way I understand it, you know, the digital tone squelch, that's optional, but that's about bringing it up. That's a critical thing. Otherwise, you're not going to bring it up.
But I've not attempted to do that here. I imagine that the radio will do that, but I've had no need. You all of a sudden have a need, so I guess you'll be waiting for your radio to be returned. someone local repairing your radio, or did you have to pack it up and send it away?
That place, in, well, at least one Mandel knew about, but it's the same one that Matthew talked about. I'm not sure. I know there used to be that left there and went to Georgia, but it's gone to a place in Georgia for someone who does this fine. That's all they do every day. This guy does just surface mount fine, hard to get stuff every day, and I'll get it back someday, but I'm, you know, I don't know how much his situation was backed up. It might be a week. Well, it's been probably about a week since Mandel seen it down there. It might be 2 weeks. It might be a month. I'm not real sure about how the backup situation is, but even when I get it back, then it'll have to be reprogrammed, and it's... Mandel does most of my program with this stuff. Now, I can take a 1983, something that has no tones in it at all. I can operate that synthesized 2-meter transceiver fine, but this repeater here is about the only one I'd ever bring up with it. All these newer ones are way above my head. Then I found out about this tone business about a week and a half ago. When I found out about on the 147-135 that he's going to use next week, having a digital tone, not only on the output, but on input, too. And if that's on the input and your radios don't have it, then listening's all I would be able to do with this radio here. But I'm also letting you know, since I know in the past you did check in on it, son, if he decides to stick with that frequency pair on that, you'll have to program that in with the digital tone in yours as well.